This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the name of Jesus, and I pray everyone's doing well. Now, I want to continue on with man's relationship with God. And we make this so difficult to have a relationship with God when really it's a simplicity. If we will just discipline ourselves to do what God's trying to get us to do. And this is what I want to talk about these next few services or videos or however you want to look at it. This is what I want to talk about is it's not complicated to serve God. The reason we make it complicated is because we are trying to do our will and we are trying to live our lives to suit us and do everything that we want to do. And we're trying to work God around our lives. And I've said many times, you do not work God around your lives. You work your lives around your relationship with God because your relationship with God should be your number one priority because God created man to commune with. He created man to live in and fellowship and commune with. That is why God created man. This is why God gave man a body that by his spirit he could live in man and commune with man and have relationship and fellowship with man. So I'm going to read a scripture here, and it's found in Genesis, the second chapter, and its seventh verse. And it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Now, if you go back and you notice in creation, God created everything in 6 days. And on the sixth day, he created man. But God created the earth for man. He didn't create man for the earth. This is why God made everything first, and then the last thing he done was made man and woman. So when God formed man out of the dust of the ground and made him a body, and then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and it says, and man became a living soul. That breath that came out of God's nostrils was eternal. And when it breathed into that body, the living soul, that living soul became the very essence of God in man. And this is why man hungers for that relationship with God. This is why he desires to be reconnected and come into relationship with God, because the living soul is eternal. It is the essence of the living God. And when God breathed it into man, it had a nature to worship and walk with God. It had a desire and a nature that it hungered to be connected with God and commune with him. And that's where God created man. When he created him in the beginning, the physical body was not corruptible, it was not mortal, it was incorruptible and immortal, because God created man to live eternally, because God is eternal and he wanted an eternal relationship. So when he created man in the beginning, he created him immortal, he created him incorruptible and eternal, and he breathed into him an eternal essence of his spirit. And so this set up in man that desire to walk with God, that desire to fellowship God, that desire to be in connection or in communion and relationship with the Almighty. And even with everything man's went through and what he's done all down through these thousands of years, there's still this longing in the soul of man to be connected and be in relationship and communion with a holy God, because that soul still has that essence. But when man sinned and he came to the knowledge of good and evil, then in the third chapter, I believe it was, God told him, he said, "I will put an enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise its heel. So what God done, he put an enmity there, which is an opposition between God and man, so that man would have to make that choice. And to show God that he wanted to serve him, man would have to fight against this enmity, fight against this opposition, fight against this force coming against him to show God that he really wanted to serve him. But man didn't have this opposition in the beginning. Man just served God. That spirit was there, that flow was there, that communion with God there. There was no evil, there was no sin nature, there was no carnal mind. But that enmity that God put in man was the carnal mind. And if you go to Romans 6 and 12, and I'm going to read Romans 6, 12 through 16, and it describes how to yield. And we've got to learn to yield to the working of the Spirit of God. We've got to learn to yield our spirits as instruments unto righteousness. You know, we've got that nature that we automatically yield to unrighteousness. That's the sin nature. We automatically yield to it. But the Lord teaches us to learn to yield our bodies or ourselves as instruments unto righteousness, as we've always yielded our members to instruments of unrighteousness. So I'm going to be getting into this, and we'll be discussing this. And I pray it's going to be a great strength and a help to you. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. And I'm looking forward to this series on finding relationship with God. And may God bless you till our next broadcast.